Jesus prayed, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in the name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask that you protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace be to you from God, our loving parent, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As a child, I have always been fascinated with paradoxes. You know, those seemingly contrary statements that nevertheless are true. And this week, I asked whoever tunes in on Facebook, what is your favorite paradox? And I have to admit, Pastor Mandy, your Donald Duck and Daffy, I had to think about it for a second, but I got it. But the one that really made me think is this statement. Standing is more tired than walking. Lindsay and I were reminded of how true this statement is just months ago when we took our family to Disney World. And we had to stand in all the lines for the rides, the character meet and greets, the snacks, the food, the parades, all the standing and standing. And while some of these attractions were an average of 25 to 45 minutes, we found ourselves winded, exhausted, versus the days when we go to camp at Luther Hill and climb the hill up and down, and that we did in April at family camp. But Lindsay and I kind of smiled when we thought, after a vacation like Disney World, we found ourselves saying, I need a vacation from my vacation. Standing took more out of us than walking. An interesting fact. And the Bible, dear friends, are full of these paradoxes. Just think of how Jesus taught that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And I have to say, I use this a lot in camp when I would be the last person in line for lunch or dinner until I was politely corrected that was out of context, Deacon Ben. Or how Jesus would say, if you want to become the greatest in the kingdom of God, you must become the least. With truths like these, dear friends, it is no surprise to learn that following God's word leads us to a paradoxical lifestyle. Our text this morning informs us that following God's word both separates us from the world and sends us out into the world. What a message we want to send to our confirmation students on Confirmation Sunday, that you are separated from the world, and then we send you out into the world. Jesus spoke the paradoxical words of our text as a prayer the same night Jesus was to be betrayed. In this prayer, he asked to receive strength for the upcoming crucifixion and protection for his disciples, who would soon find themselves carrying on without Jesus visibly at their side. Jesus wanted God to protect his disciples through the power of his name. Jesus was asking God to protect his disciples through the Word. Only through the Word of God, dear friends, can we see sin and temptation for what it really is. Temptation beckons us, entices us, like a wonderful smelling meal from Jack in the Box. It promises wonderful things, but when we fall for it, we find ourselves there with nothing but pain, guilt, and a little bit of a gut. Brothers and sisters, listen to God's word, because it can and will enlighten us from falling into temptation. The more we study God's word and apply it to our lives, the less we will have in common with the world. Hear that again, confirmation class. The more we study God's word, we find we have little in common with the word, with the world. We won't share the same priorities that the world oftentimes tells us we should. It gets to that point that we might be excited with our own calling as Christians, that we might just want to stay where it's comfortable, if we could just move away and be amongst ourselves, we will be okay. But the paradox we hear in God's word, that while God's word separates us from people, it calls us and sends us out into the world. Jesus says this: as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Jesus has been sent by God to reach out to a world that has been destroyed by sin. And just as Jesus went preaching the truth now, he has sent us into a world to bring the truth about sin and temptation and salvation to a world full of brokenness, broken relationships, broken trusts, broken hearts, and broken promises. Since God has given us this awesome news about salvation, we cannot, dear friends, keep it to ourselves. Let us not keep silent. Let us not keep it here in the church, but go out into the world telling of the new life we receive from God. But a warning, dear friends, that not everyone will appreciate our work in sharing God's word. Jesus said in our text that just as the world hated him, so it will hate us. With this prayer, Jesus prepares us. Jesus assures us that the Father will continue to protect us in the same way that God protected the disciples, through his powerful word and the working of the Holy Spirit. Listening and living out the word will lead to a paradoxical life, as it first separates us from the world and then sends us out. Confirmation class of 2024. This is now your calling in the world. For today, you will make a public profession of your faith and continue in the covenant that God has with you, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and strive for justice and peace in all the earth. These promises, dear friends, are a paradox to what the world is calling you. But know that you do not walk this road alone. Your community of faith that is gathered here and online are here with you to support you, to care for you, to nurture you. And know, dear friends, that while you walk this road, you are accompanied with all the saints around us. Be a paradox, dear friends. Show them what it means to love unconditionally, as Christ has done for you and for all people. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.